Mainstream media is covering us with a cloud that we're really getting lost into. And I'll relate to you some personal experiences I had with mainstream media. I was in Palestine, as was just mentioned. I was in Palestine during the elections. And the evening of the elections, some people here in Montreal had my telephone number in Palestine. So they gave it to a journalist from some of our enemy media entities, as Aaron called them. And I got a phone call, and the girl was very nice on the phone. She said, "I'll only take 2 minutes of your time. Just a couple of quick questions. What is the prospect of peace right now since Mahmoud Abbas has been elected and Arafat is gone?" I said, "Ho, slow down. It's a bit more complicated than that." The two-minute conversation that she wanted me to rubber stamp a statement that now everything is going to be fine and dandy ended up into a 25-minute discussion, argument, disagreement, and ended up in her not quoting what I said in one word in her article about the Palestinian elections. This is the typical mainstream media attitude. They have a vision that they cannot divert from, more than 3% maybe on either side. And if they divert those 3%, they do it very cautiously, because guess what? They are not financed by selling papers, they are financed by advertisers who control what they do. So I move a little bit back, and 2 years ago, here in Montreal, there was an Israel Day celebration, and a few of us, very few, about 20, 25, mostly Jewish, wanted to show the other side of the establishment of the State of Israel, wanted to show the Nakba side of what happened in 1948. So there was a small counter demonstration that took place. This counter demonstration ended up being attacked by the police, although it was very peaceful, rounded up by the police while we were shouted at, mud thrown at us, etc., by the civilized members of the other larger thousands, tens of thousands demonstration. I wrote a letter to the Gazette saying that in their article where they praised the happenings of that day, they did not at all look at this small group, and they did not look at the unfair actions by the Montreal police, who ended up surrounding and circling the peaceful ones and letting loose the ones that were attacking them. The Gazette decided to publish my letter, but only 4 or 5 days later. And to my astonishment, they published an answer to my letter on the same day, on the same page. Meaning that, totally to the contrary of all norms of journalism, they showed my letter to somebody at Bnei Brith to write an answer to it, and they published them together on the same day, side by side. And how could I know that? In the other letter, the person who wrote the letter is saying that the Gazette should not have attacked the police. Well, the Gazette did not attack the police in their article. The attack on the police was in my letter. A week, 2 weeks ago, we see the Ottawa Citizen coming with province to investigate school after students' anti-Semitic report. Ministry's response to fear of Islamic school becoming incubators of hate. Strange, because 3 or 4 days later, one of the Muslim community leaders came out raising a red flag about what's happening and what's being taught in Jewish schools. 2 or 3 days later, an essay was stolen from a Muslim school in Ottawa, and it appeared in the Ottawa Citizen. It says in the flashing title of the article that this is an anti-Semitic report, whereas the whole essay, a child of primary school age wrote, all what he wrote was that it was a fictional essay about resistance in Palestine, about somebody in Palestine taking up arms and fighting the Israeli occupying army. And this essay was written in Arabic, and we have to realize, and those journalists have to realize, that mostly in Arabic the words Jewish and Israeli are interchangeable. So they take the thing out of context totally, they flag the child with anti-Semitism, and they take it as a problem in our society, and how many times was this copied? Look on the internet. You'll find it copied a ton of times. Any answer back to it was copied? No. This is the mainstream media we are living with. We are depending on for our daily news. Last Friday, I was sick. I had to stay home. And I made the mistake of turning on the television. I found myself every 5 minutes wanting to turn it on again to see, did the Pope die? Maybe he died. Maybe I should turn on the television. Well, over that whole week, the only thing we heard about was the Terri Schiavo case, the Pope, Johnny Cochran dying. Maybe some of these are really important issues. But to take over the landscape totally and other things get totally buried under this report that said that all the intelligence that was the basis of the war of Iraq, of killing of thousands of people, of a destruction of a whole country, was faulty, was buried under all that. This is the mainstream media we depend upon to get our news. This report, nobody heard about it relatively to the millions and millions who kept hearing about the other stories. And Johnny Cochran died. And Johnny Cochran, we all know, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. This is how he put doubt in the jury in the O.J. Simpson trial to make them doubt that O.J. Simpson did it, and that's how they acquitted. Well, the jury, that's how they work. If there is minimum doubt, they cannot condemn. If there is minimum doubt, they have to acquit. And guess what? That's what the mainstream media is doing to us. They make us doubt everything. Well, maybe there is elections now in Iraq, so everything is fine and dandy. Well, the Israelis are negotiating with the Palestinians, so why are we taking up arms? Why don't we leave it to them? They'll sort out their problems. All this gets buried. All this gets forgotten. All this gets to become a matter of doubt. Or maybe there's a problem there. Why do we want to import problems from other places of the world here? Why don't we just sit at home and keep quiet? Why don't we follow the mainstream media? Thank God there is CKUT. Thank God there's alternative media. Thank you.